Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're getting stuck into something really central to any solar system, the inverter.
Yeah, it's often called the heart of the system, isn't it?
Exactly. It's doing that crucial job converting the DC from your panels into the AC power your house actually uses.
And its performance. Well, that pretty much dictates how much solar energy you actually get.
It's amazing how vital it is, yet sometimes it doesn't get the spotlight.
Especially here in Australia. Our conditions, you know, the intense sun, the high ambient heat, they're really demanding.
So you can't just pick any inverter off the shelf.
Not at all. You need something rated for these conditions, often with serious cooling built in.
And then there's the whole compliance side, CEC approval, the smart inverter standards like ASNZS 4777.2, they're non-negotiable.
Absolutely vital for safety and grid integration here.
Okay, so our mission today is clear. We want to help you cut through all the jargon and figure out what makes a really good inverter for Australia and, well, how to pick the right one for your place.
Sounds like a plan. Where should we start? Types.
Yeah, let's kick off with the types. Most common are probably string inverters.
Right, the standard workhorse. Usually cost-effective, good for, you know, simple roofs without much shade, panels are wired up in series or strings.
Things get more interesting with complex roofs, don't they?
Definitely. That's where microinverters come in.
Right.
These are pretty different.
How so?
Well, instead of one central inverter, you have a small one on each panel.
Ah, okay. So panel level control.
Exactly. Great for shade, because one shaded panel doesn't drag down the others. Plus, you often get much longer warranties, I think 15, maybe even 25 years. And they run at low voltage DC, which is a nice safety feature.
Right. And then for storage, people thinking about batteries.
That's where hybrid inverters shine. They're designed from the ground up to manage both the solar panels and battery storage.
So perfect for maximizing self-consumption or getting backup power during outages, becoming really popular.
Very much so. And there's one more category to mention, power optimizers.
Like SolarEdge, for example.
Precisely. They kind of bridge the gap. You still have a central string inverter, but these little devices sit on each panel to optimize its output. Again, especially useful if you've got shading issues.
So the takeaway is your roof shape and any shading really push you towards one type or another.
Absolutely. Now, drilling down into choosing one, efficiency matters, obviously.
Yeah, most top brands are hitting, what, 96.5% up to maybe 98%?
That's the range. Huawei actually nudges a bit higher, around 98.4%, which is pretty impressive.
But efficiency in perfect lab conditions isn't the whole story in Oz, is it?
Not even close. Climate durability is huge. How does it handle 40-degree heat year after year? That's the real test.
You mentioned cooling before. Is that a key difference?
It can be. Fronius, for instance, uses active cooling fans, whereas someone like SMA often relies more on passive cooling with large heat sinks. Both work, but how they manage heat long-term affects performance and lifespan.
Right, surviving the heat reliably, that's critical. And what about support, if something does go wrong?
Essential. You need a solid warranty, minimum 5 years, but honestly, 10 years plus is what you should aim for with string or hybrid inverters. And crucially, good local support. You want a company with a real presence here who can help if needed.
We mentioned microinverters often have longer warranties too.
Yeah, that's a definite plus for them. Then there's battery compatibility. Even if you don't get a battery now, you might want one later. So checking compatibility is smart.
And we touched on CEC approval. That's a must-have. It ensures safety and that it meets standards like ASNZS 4777.2 for grid interaction.
And don't underestimate installer feedback. Guys who install these every day know which ones are reliable and easy to deal with if there's an issue. Fronius, for example, consistently gets high marks from installers here.
Okay, let's name some names people might see. Fronius, you mentioned the premium all-rounder.
Yeah, known for reliability, that active cooling, and strong Aussie support. Long-time favorite.
What about value?
Sungrow is often highlighted there. Really solid reliability, good support locally, and they pair well with batteries. A very popular choice.
And for those tricky roofs.
Enphase for microinverters or SolarEdge with their optimizers, they really maximize energy harvest when you have shading or complex layouts.
Any Aussie players?
Definitely. Redback Technologies is a great example. Australian owned, designed specifically for our conditions. Their smart hybrid system is an all-in-one unit and often includes a UPS feature for instant backup power.
Okay, so lots of options. How does someone actually choose?
You got to tailor it. Think about your budget first. Are you looking at premium like Fronius, value like Sungrow, or maybe more budget-friendly options like Goodwee, Growatt, or Solax? They're solid, too.
Then consider your roof complexity, definitely.
Yep. And future battery plans, are you likely to add storage later? crucial for picking a hybrid-ready inverter now, perhaps.
And it comes down to that idea of total cost of ownership, doesn't it?
Exactly. The cheapest upfront price isn't always the best value over 10, 15, 20 years. Durability, efficiency in real conditions, and strong local support that adds up.
Plus, the non-negotiables. Always CEC approved, always installed by a CEC accredited professional. Safety and grid stability depend on it.
You couldn't stress that enough.
So, wrapping up, choosing your solar inverter in Australia means balancing efficiency, yes, but also how it handles our heat, the warranty, battery options, and meeting all those local standards.
And listening to what experienced installers recommend can be really insightful about that real-world reliability and support.
So maybe the final thought for you is this. Beyond just the specs and the initial cost, what's a true top inverter?
Well, it's probably the one that just sits there quietly, reliably churning out power day after day, year after year, giving you peace of mind in our pretty tough climate. Think long-term value, not just the sticker price.